The word for you today is, the Bible helps us overcome temptation. This is our first day discussing this subject. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the scripture reveals, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." It seems like no matter where you look nowadays, there are temptations. Our young people are bombarded by imagery that confuses, seduces, and erodes standards of decency and self-control. A wise and devoted 80-year-old pastor was asked at what age sexual temptation was no longer an issue. Without hesitation, he replied, "It must be sometime after 80. The truth is, if you're breathing, you're vulnerable. And it doesn't end there. Research shows that a growing number of women are becoming ensnared in the easily accessible world of seductive literature, movies, and videos. Willpower, internet filtering, and personal accountability partnering are all valuable and can help, but these alone won't bring about deliverance or provide healing from the moral wounds inflicted by the enemy. We all need to hear and heed some Bible directives offered for our protection. Jesus said, "You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28. The first step is to recognize that lust is destructive and scripturally forbidden. Now, Jesus isn't talking here about a momentary glance. He is talking about a longing look that inflames desires and leads to sin. It implies a process rather than a fleeting thought. The Greek word blepo, used here for looks at, implies special contemplation or willful extended thought. Clearly then, a look that stirs up wrongful passion should be our cue to call on the Holy Spirit to help us resist sin and walk in purity. And that's the word for you today.